I think that we haven't got our bench right this year. Even against Dublin, we're very poor off the bench. It's not about this 15 man you start. It's about the players you take off the bench make a difference. And our players coming off the bench are not making a difference. Now, we talked about Cian Mulligan beforehand. You know, I talk about maybe Owen McHugh, Michael Carroll, and Jason McGee, who were taken in last year and were developing. And they were good. You know, they played in the National League last year. You know, we need to get these players playing, in my own opinion, and get them in, get the legs and get that legs. Because the difference was they took legs off the bench. And suppose, in a way, we talk about my own book, Ryan McHugh, who had a very good 45 to 50 minutes, but he ran out of steam. We need legs to other players to get on the mantle of carrying the legs. And we are. But I think, looking at Oisin, and it goes back to one big, there was one big call by the referee, and I thought he bottled out of it, was the time that Ryan McHugh and Colm Cavanagh took him down, pulled him down off the ball. He saw it, he looked round, he said, I'll come back to this decision.
Yeah, drag him around,
and
yeah.
Colm Cavanagh has already been booked, right? Yeah. And was going to be at least a black card, so that was him off the field. The referee made the decision not to do anything. The crowd went to boo him at that stage. And I just thought that was a big call by the referee in the game. It should have been, you know, that yeah. there. Now, in saying that, he had a good match. He didn't lose the game on Donegal. Our second half performance was good enough. We took wrong options up front the second half. When you're on top, when we were that 111 to 10 points up, that's the time to put the team away. You get the grip, they're gone. Another 2 points and you have them buried. We didn't do that. We kicked stupid men going for silly scores and awkward positions, balls in goalkeepers' hands, balls kicked stupidly wide, and you know that situation. Yeah. That's the time we had the grip on it. It was that stage, yes, we were in our way at that stage, but we allowed them, and we allowed them to get back, and the subs, like Lee Brennan kicked 4 points, Kieran McGeary got a point, Harry Loughlin got the goal, didn't he? And it was Declan McClure who got the second goal. So that was all men of the bench. What did we get off the bench? We didn't really get anything off the bench at all. Niall O'Donnell got a point, I think, but it's just, that's what we've looked at, we've learned. Look at, we're in the second division now. Next year, we'd look at that there, hopefully get back up. The other thing we've taken a look at, we didn't really beat any of the Division 1 teams here. We played Tyrone today and got beat, and we got beat by Dublin. So, this, when we're being realistic about it, it's great. We've done that there. The loss of Paddy McBurdy was massive. Yes. But now we need, you know, to build next year on it, get a better squad of players. You know, I talked to you about Cian Mulligan before the match, that maybe that, I thought legs we need, you know, you need sometimes legs and different, you know, that from the point of view of when a team gets tired, you know, they took legs on, pace legs. I mean, and, you know, maybe, you know, just at a stage the second half, we just maybe thought we did one and we took our eye off the ball a wee bit. But in saying that, it's been a good year. We're Ulster champions. Look at what a dinger. It's just, you'll never get an easier chance, maybe, to get into an All-Ireland final, because you know, two Ulster teams where you were battling with 50-50 games to beat Tyrone today and go on. And Tyrone, look at Tyrone, will be happy enough to go out against Monaghan, and don't rule that Tyrone team not being in an All-Ireland final. I was disappointed in them for 50 minutes. I was disappointed in them, but they did, in fairness to them.
Did you always feel, Martin, during the game that 3 point, that 4 point advantage of Donegal just wasn't going to be enough?
No, and you know, things opened up about the second half where they got, you know, Cal McShane should have got a goal before they got the goal, and you could sense the goal was coming. And we weren't kind of tightening off there, maybe just ran out of a wee bit of steam and everything else. But I thought that looking at it, that, you know, I think, you know, what I'm saying to you, and go back to say, actually, the one thing about it is when you're them 4-3-4 ahead, go 5-6-7-8 ahead, and then you've the game won. Yeah. That's when they won it, then they're only kicking point. But we didn't allow that, do that. We always allow them to get back. And when they got back to 2 points, the momentum was definitely with them. But if you look at most of them scores, well, come on, balls in goalies' hands, stupid wides, turnovers, carrying the ball into tackles. We've got to learn from that there, because look at, you'll get away with it against the Derrys this year, the Cavans, you know, the Fermanagh, even Roscommon. You'll get away with it against Roscommon, but today you don't get away with that. You have to make that right option. You have to think very quickly on the field against Division 1 teams. So if we learn from that there, we definitely, you know, we can learn and build.
Big realisation today then, where Donegal's at.
Definitely. We're totally dependent on Ryan McHugh and Michael Murphy. You know, that's what you're looking at when Paddy McBurdy not been there. Yeah. And Oran McNeillis was a loss when he went off. We talked about them players beforehand. And, you know, Michael Murphy didn't have one of his better games. His man scored 2 points in play today. You know, but I didn't expect that. And I said that to Greg. They're going to put him under serious pressure and that there. So, you know, we got the wee bit of luck with the goal. We looked, you know, in half time, second half, and we kept kicking point for point. I think we look back and it was them, that times with them chances, Oisin, and we just took the wrong option up front. And hopefully we learn by it, because we don't.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of learning in the Super 8 for the likes of young Michael Lang and the likes of Kieran Thompson. Players like that now you'll be looking to the next couple of years to step up to the mark. So if you look at the Super 8s, the start of the year, nobody gave Donegal any hope of getting anywhere near the Super 8s, Martin. Look at the way the year develops. So these young boys have to try and take as much as they can out of the last three games. Yes, we beat Roscommon, but there's a serious amount of learning in the game that defeats to Dublin in here today.
Well, yeah, they are, and we know, we look at it, and the thing, disappointing thing is, suppose you're not in the first division, Oisin, yeah. And we'll not be there. You know, you'll probably, you know, even though the second division will be a good division, you're still, you have to judge yourself, you know, against the Tyrones, we talk about it, the Dublins of this world, the Mayos, the Kerrys, these teams, we judge ourselves against them. So, yeah, there's definitely talent. We've seen it, you know, today, that first half performance not there, but maybe over-reliant on Ryan McHugh. We need other players, you know, just Mark, and you know, we are over-reliant maybe on Ryan McHugh, Michael Murphy, and Patrick Verdi. And then we lost McBurdy. Was a big blow. We still had enough chances at a stage of the day, you know, to bury the game, to put the game to bed, and that's what we have to do, be ruthless. Look, at it's a learning process, you're right, and look, at the it's been great. The Super 8s have been brilliant, the trip to Roscommon been brilliant, even Croke Park, we, you know, did well, we didn't get hammered against Dublin, so it's to build on it now next year. But I'd like to see, you know, I'd just like to see more legs. I would like to see legs coming off. What I mean by coming off the bench is just players that are going to that we need. We have them, and we just need to make that difference.
Or don't go further ahead this year than what we were last year.
Well, look, at it's we're probably, well, we were beaten by Galway last year, and well beaten by Galway. You know, that today you're really in this game right up. I mean, the scoreline doesn't do Donegal fairness justice, you know, with the way it was, that last goal. I mean, the referee should have blown it up when Michael Murphy's ball went in, and he should let it go with that. But yeah, and you know, and saying that, you see, the thing about it, you know, the thing about this year is we haven't played Division 1 teams, and the two Division 1 teams we played, we got beat. But in saying that, yeah, it's, we've played it, you know, we're definitely, you know, you look at the scoreline, we're tacking, maybe people would tell you to look back, and people on the defensive would say, you know, we should have done when we won 11 to 10 points up. Step back and don't concede a goal, and make sure you don't concede a goal. So, I mean, that's an argument, as they say, for another day. But look, at we are, and Sean Patton has been a big plus. Massive plus, you know, you talk about, you know, other young fellas. It's good to see Owen McNeilers was going really well, you know, going well till he go off. They'd lost a party in various matches. So we've a lot of things. There's a lot of exciting things for the county. Yeah. We're up there. If we can get the players, you know, these all get a good squad, a strong squad of players, get them there. And I mean, there is players going to probably go, you know, there's players probably going to retire. I don't know. You'd hope they don't, but I mean, it's understandable. There are a lot of football played in their legs, you know, and that's understandable.
And these players have got themselves another Ulster title this year as well.
Yeah, which is totally deserving of it, you know, totally deserving of it. And it's great to see the likes of, you know, Frank McGlynn getting his Ulster title. And, you know, we look at it today, Liam McLoone put on a big, big shift there in the middle of the field. He really threw his body on the line, and he didn't, you know, we put on a big, big shift in that area. So just, we need, you know, I know we're dropping Q McFadden back, and then we're playing him back, and then we're putting Frank McGlynn as sweeper. I think we've got to look at it, maybe only playing, you know, one sweeper, to, you know, that. And, you know, just from that point of view, I just think that we, you know, to try to get more bodies forward to help, especially Michael Murphy, who's going to be understandably targeted every time, you know, when Donegal played. But saying that, look, I wish Tyrone the best luck. You know, people were saying Mickey Hart was gone if they hadn't to get out of Navan, and they were
question Mickey Hart, do you?
Yeah, huh? And I'll tell you, if they get into an All-Ireland final against Dublin, don't rule them out, because they'll come up with tactics.
Are they in a better place this year than where they were? They went to the semi-final last year and got beat out the park by Dublin. They were Ulster champions then, they're not this year, but playing-wise, and you've seen the way that they've seen out this game here today. Are they a stronger unit going into an All-Ireland semi-final this time around?
Yeah, they don't have the quality we talked about that other counties have. You know, they don't have, say, Brian Fenton, or they don't have a Kieran Kilkenny, or they don't maybe even have a Dean Rock, you know, that type of player. But they have 20, 25 players, and I talked to you about that beforehand. Yeah. That's the difference in them. Was that squad that won this game for them today? You know, it was the squad, big decision to make, take players off. Frank Burns, you know, made that decision, but he had players to go on that made a difference. And that's the difference of the squad that they have. More so than, they've no Stephen O'Neills, they've no Peter Canavans, they've no Brian McGuigans, you know, they've no Sean Cavanaugh, but they have a squad of players, and that's, you know, that's all you need at the minute. That's all you need, because of the way things are at the minute. And you feel that Dublin, I said it a couple of weeks ago, and I watched the first couple of games of the Super 8s, that I thought it would be a Tyrone Dublin final, and I still stand over it. I think Monaghan would have been happier today if Donegal had won the match than Tyrone, because it's hard to beat the same team. It's hard to beat the same team twice in the 1 year, and it's hard to beat a Mickey Hart team definitely twice.
There's huge significance to this game now. They've met already in the championship, and that was a clinker of a game which was played, which Monaghan came out the right side of, and that's a wrong that Tyrone are going to look to right next Sunday. So it is, and it's going to be a real Ulster cracker, you would feel, that's going to be played in Dublin.
But if and it's different in Croke Park, and it'll suit Tyrone Croke Park. I don't know if we're narrowing the field or widening the field, or Mickey Hart get it narrowed or get it widened, but I think it'll suit Tyrone Croke Park. But in saying that, this is a good Monaghan team now. This is a better Monaghan, this is the best Monaghan team we've seen, and they've got a squad of players as well there. So look, if Tyrone play like they did today for 40, 45 minutes, even 50 minutes, Monaghan will beat them, I think.
So Mickey Hart will be saying, today's performance wasn't good enough. Won't be good enough.
Yeah, but he finished with a stronger team.
Yeah.
And I can't see Richie Donnelly starting the next day. He'll be stronger. I can see Lee Brennan. He has to look at starting Lee Brennan. He has to look at starting Kieran McGeary. He definitely has to take a good look at that there. And them kind of players that Croke Park will suit. Kieran McGeary made a big difference when he came on against Dublin, and he made a difference today. The subs have been massive. They outscored Dublin, their subs. And they outscored Donegal easy today, and outscored Dublin. First time the Dublin team was outscored in a long, long time. So, look at Monaghan and them, it'll be some battle. Monaghan have an extra day to prepare. I don't think Monaghan have taken any injuries out of it. Yeah, it's going to be a big Ulster derby, and the winners will be in the All Ireland final.
Right. And are you still tipping Dublin to win the All Ireland?
Yeah, I'm still tipping Dublin to win the All Ireland. If Tyrone play like they did, as I told you early on today, Dublin would have them buried, put them away and buried, and Donegal probably should have buried them, but Tyrone would have them buried. I think Monaghan, I was impressed with Monaghan's performance this night, and Monaghan was physically put it up to Dublin, but I don't know will Monaghan be able to get over Tyrone.
Yeah, and listen, we know as well that as defeat is hard to take, and that dressing room will be gutted today, but there is, finally, just Martin, there is positives for Donegal football as we close off the inter-county scene for this year.
Oh, massive. Like, I mean, you, as you said, you've won Ulster, number one. Number two is, you've had a couple of very good performances. I mean, your game against Dublin was a good performance. I mean, considering losing your best footballer, we've lost our best footballer, that's it. Look at that. You've him going back into that team, and if he'd been on, Patrick Birdie had been on us, and you say you'd be further ahead. When you were 110 to 11, you could have been 114, 115 to 11, even for the free kicks and everything else. So that's a different. Yeah, it's been a great, good year. We have to build on it. Importantly, now build on it. Let's get out of Division 2. Ready to get out of Division 2 and let's get back into Division 1 and let's look at it. I see Gavin Devlin taking hugs down here, the Tyrone assistant manager. But I think looking at it is that get that done first. Let's get a squad of players and get these players, the players that are the world in the squad this year. I feel that have someone to offer. I know a couple of them in America made the decision to go. Let's get them back and let's get a squad of players of 25 players that we can call on, the stage. Because today, the day you look at it, how important subs is. Subs are very, very important.